This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
100 years old today. Think about that. WCCO Radio started October 2nd, 1924. Do we have any idea, Dave, how many radio stations have approached this? How many radio stations have made it 50 years, 75 years? So anyone associated with WCC Radio should be incredibly proud today, incredibly thankful of the opportunity to work at this radio station and show great respect to our listeners and to thank our listeners. For as loyal as they have been, there were days when this was, without a doubt, the dominant radio station in the market. It is more of a challenge now, no doubt about it, with AM radio and challenges. And is the product good enough? And are you finding ways to communicate in the modern sense? But this is a day to truly celebrate this radio station. And for me, as someone who's lived 95% of my life here, you might know I grew up with someone who was a fellow employee for a number of years, and we're coming up on 4 years with that individual, and I miss him greatly. But you know, CCO was such a part of my life in a unique way as roaming the halls of this place and sitting in press boxes with my father, of course, but also in the Twins booth with Herb Carneal and Joe Angel and John Rooney and John Gordon, and interning here. And like anybody listening, if you're of a certain age and listening to Boone and Erickson and Cannon and Chuck Lilligren and Ruth Kozlak and Denny Long and Dave Lee and name after name after name. So want to get you involved in multiple ways in celebrating 100 years of the station. What is your dominant memory of this station? If you have to identify, I say WCCO Radio, and the first thing that comes to your mind, what is the first thing coming to your mind? It could be one of the hosts that I mentioned. It could be an event you heard on the station. It could be a radio segment you heard. It could be somebody who's on the station now, somebody who was on the station in the past. When you think of the station, WCCO Radio, what first comes to mind? 651-461-9226. Also, Dave Harrigan, if our listeners, unlike Rena Sargentopoulos, were going to give WCCO Radio a present, what present would you give WCCO Radio? And I think we're just looking for humor here, right?
Well, unless somebody wants to actually bring a nice gift.
Yeah.
A couple of gold watches. I don't know.
Maybe one of those Trump $100,000 watches.
That would be tremendous. Yes. There's not many of them.
No, not many. I'd take one. I'm not going to pay for one, but I'd take one. Do we want them to bring a gift to just the two of us or to the entire station?
Just the two of us.
Yeah, probably. But in this case, for the texting segment, we want you to, if you're going to give the radio station a gift, what would you give this station? Have some fun with it. 651-461-9226. So we have the big event coming up, October 21st, Chanhassen Dinner Theater. All tickets have been sold. I'm sure there'll be recordings of that. We're going to try to milk that for some money, too, don't you think?
I would hope so.
Yeah? Well, I don't know. I mean, are we getting the taste of it? I mean, I think that's a fake statement by you. I don't think you hope so. I think you only hope so if you're going to make some money off it.
Hey, anything could happen, Chad.
Yeah, well.
Hope is a beautiful thing.
I'm just guessing if they record it and sell it, they're not going to distribute that to the employees. I don't think so.
Sure, they'd spread it around.
That'd be great. That'd be great. We did have an event today. Unfortunately, neither one of us was able to make it. Champagne there. You want to rip champagne? Go ahead. Rip the champagne.
Well, I'm not ripping the champagne they got. I don't know what they got, but champagne in general just is overrated.
Yeah, DeRussia would be. DeRussia may call in from Lisbon, Portugal, and lecture you. I've come around a little bit on champagne.
No.
I have it every night. No. How often do you have champagne? Once every couple of years, something like that?
Yeah, New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
Maybe if you're celebrating something big, a big birthday or a wedding or something like that. But it's, you know, it's a once or maybe twice a year kind of thing. And there's about 83 better options when it comes to alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, it's not high on my list, but I don't mind it as much as I used to. In fact, there are some I enjoy. Also, and I don't know how to feel about this, because today, because it's our 100th birthday, is the final great moments in WCCO history. We had to change that because what were we calling it? The sort of happy moments, or what was the phrasing? Well,
it was, I believe, great moments initially, and now we've changed it to most significant, which is a better way to go, because some of the moments, as far as, you know, when you're talking world history that was covered here, not so great.
Yeah. Happy moments. World War II starts. 9/11. So Brad made the adjustment. But I'm told, for some reason, not Vanita, not Adam and Jordana, not Henry, not Jason, we've been told we should play the one that was on the cutting floor.
Yeah,
I mean, the one that's 101.
Yeah. I don't know who was on the committee that put these together, but I'm sure it was, you know, all the bosses here. Perhaps they got some employees here. I imagine
I wasn't
current and former probably looked back into the were you asked?
Not asked.
I get that.
Wasn't acknowledged.
Yeah,
not at all.
That's probably wise. But hey, somebody had put together the list of the 100 most significant moments, and I'm told from the boss here, this is 101. It was up to the last few spots, and they said this one just.
Right. Boy, so we have the first loser that we get to play.
I don't know if I want to call it that, considering that it was still in the running. It's still pretty good.
Yeah, was it? Yeah, it must be pretty. Okay, let's go ahead and play it. This is 101, the one that just missed out.
100 years in 100 days. The most significant 100 moments heard since 1924 on WCCO Radio. Proudly presented by General Mills.
April 8th, 2024. A seemingly simple bit intro is played on the Chad Hartman Show, but it would change the Twin Cities radio landscape forever.
Hello, you're searching for something here? Or?
I wanted to give it a moment. I know how much you like the old jingles that WCCO used to run.
Were real, so real. Do we got one?
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
So good. Oh. Yeah,
That is underrated good, man. Excellent work there. Outstanding.
The new open for overrated, underrated, or properly rated became an instant classic, being picked by the Centennial Celebration Committee as the 101st most significant moment to have happened here on WCCO.
Listen for more of the 100 most significant moments heard on WCCO Radio, on air, online, and shared on social. Presented by General Mills.
I'm conflicted because, I mean, there's no doubt it's changed the Twin Cities radio landscape forever, right?
No,
I mean,
no question about that.
That's a given. I don't know if we should feel touched by that, should feel honored by that, or be angry that that didn't make the top 100.
Well, first of all, to say it changed just the Twin Cities radio landscape, I think, is an undersell.
Yeah.
I think it just changed
radio?
The landscape of the Twin Cities and perhaps the entire upper Midwest. Maybe you want to go further out. I don't know.
And I thought you were going to say, first of all, knock off the we, since we were talking pronouns last hour. You had nothing to do with the intro. That you would say, I did that.
Well, here's the other thing I was going to mention. Thank you for jumping it. I think how you should feel about this is not torn. You shouldn't feel good. You shouldn't feel bad. You should feel lucky, because the only way you got even a sniff of the top 100 moments in WCCO radio history, Chad Hartman, was because of me.
Actually, I think I was a part of a couple others.
But I didn't hear it that way.
It allowed you, for the gratuitous cheap shot, will we be playing that constantly at the celebration?
Yes.
We should. I still would like to be brought in on a throne of some sort with that song playing in the Chan Hassan Dinner Theater.
What do they call it? A sedan chair with servants carrying you in?
That'd be great.
Yes, that would work out.
That'd be great. Okay. First of all, how should we feel that we were 101? We just missed out. I mean, the Twins get 100. Hey, first of all, I feel so much better now that they fired the bench coach. That'll change everything, right, Dave?
Woo! I didn't ever.
Tony D does.
I'll be honest. In taking looks at the bench throughout the season, wasn't impressed.
No, exactly. How Tony was coaching the bench was disastrous. So, bold statement by the
seeds in the wrong spot. Warm Gatorade. It was just a mess down there.
Exactly. Woo! Much, much better next year. That's going to allow Royce. Is Royce over his tiredness today, by the way? Is he still tuckered?
Well, he had he'd get off the base paths, go into the dugout, have to go all the way down to the end to get a drink. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
What do you make the guy do?
Tony would have organized the bench better. Royce would have been so tired. Royce is not getting enough heat for his comments, outside of Carlos, who was giving it to him pretty good. Okay. The one memory, the dominant memory you have of this station, what comes to mind? And if you were going to give us a gift for our 100th birthday, what would you give us? You want to call? Sure. Text might be easier, but if you want to call, that's great. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bumper theme obvious today, 100 years for this radio station. Started this date in 1924. Album is available. Big celebration coming up October 21st, and a most sincere thank you to all the folks who've listened at different points throughout the 100 years. Let's get to a lot of texts here, Dave. Plenty coming in. One of my memories that sticks with me is staying up late listening to I believe his name was Al when we had tornadoes. I was really disappointed when they got rid of the local broadcast of nights. I used to love listening to people call in late night, talk about all kinds of weird stuff. I'm guessing that's Al Malmberg. If it's more current, it's definitely Al Malmberg. Al Malmberg, excuse me. It's just local radio with expenses. You know this very well, Dave. They just don't do it. The fact that we still have a show on 6 to 9 is extraordinarily rare. The fact that we have the amount of local weekend programming is extraordinarily rare. I certainly don't fault anybody for wanting more of it. I would want more people to get an opportunity to go on air also. But it's far from just our place. It's really all around the country. I would give WCCO an FM transmitter so I actually can hear you guys better. I would I'd love if we were on FM radio. That would be great. The Cannon Show. When I was young, I listened to his opening show music, was entertained with his amazing imagination. I think a dedicated statue to WCCO should be placed at the state fairgrounds. Well, we kind of have a statue of some sort at the fairgrounds, Dave, with our setup, right?
Just the booth itself?
Yeah, booth itself.
I think
right?
That's it's a meeting point for a lot of people. It's a, you know, it's when you're walking down the street, you know what's right there. It's CCO radio.
Yep, exactly. Now, is this too early for me to start whining about the awning? Do I need to wait a little bit?
I think you could pause on it for today.
Okay. School announcements for District 281. That was my district.
Mm.
Someone says Dave Moore. Now, that's WCCO TV. And the Dark Man. Ray Christensen and Gopher football and basketball plus school closings. I think those would be way up there, right? You know, we both have talked before when we've led up to the celebration about school closings. But Ray Christensen, one of the sweetest, kindest individuals you're ever going to meet in this business, so associated with Gopher sports, with success, with a lot of Saturday afternoons that weren't going well, with a lot of comments about the refs. But Ray was also so versatile during the week for this radio station.
Yeah, I mean, he's
that cannot be forgotten.
Sweet, kind, and tremendously talented.
Yes, really good. Boone and Erickson, the Cannon Mess, Shelby McKinney. Chad Loveland used to have your dad on every Friday, and how blunt and honest he was. A gift would be the silver butter knife steak. Yeah. Those are somewhere in his office, but I can't just go to Tim Murray. Hey, I'm just going to start giving those out.
Hey, just throw a couple my way.
I couldn't hear you. I'm 47 years old. My mom milked cows when I was growing up. I remember CCO playing on my mom's radio in the barn 24/7. She said the cows produced better when the radio was on.
Well, they were getting the farm reports. That makes sense. They're talking about us.
Yes. Best memories, waking up on a snowy morning waiting for Dave Lee to say our school name was on the closed school list. Okay, there's plenty more coming in. We need to pause on time to get to Aaron David Miller, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Aaron is tremendous on the Middle East. It is an incredibly serious topic that has taken place. It's going to be about a 9-minute interview, and then we're going to get back. So keep them coming. Your dominant memories of this radio station, and if you could provide us, give us any gift as we celebrate 100, what would it be? 651-461-9226. Aaron David Miller is one of the top experts on the Middle East right now, senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. We've chatted with Aaron a number of times before. Worked for the U.S. Department of State for 24 years, 6 different secretaries of state, and an expert in the Arab-Israel negotiation all throughout. We know what's taking place right now. Aaron, I know your time is short. Thank you so much. What do you expect Bibi Netanyahu to do off the attacks from Iran, which took place yesterday?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Chad. And I hate the word expert. I mean, you know, the Middle East U.S. foreign policy is like a university you never graduate from. And while I a lot of years ago, Wolverines at the University of Michigan, close game against Minnesota, by the way.
Yeah, it was. Right. For sure.
I do so with great respect and humility. Look, I think the parameters are somehow being shaped by the United States. I mean, the president today said he said he would oppose a Israeli strike against Iran's nuclear facilities, but he also conceded the reality that the Israelis are going to respond, and they will respond. You can't launch 180-plus ballistic missiles. And remember, these ballistic missiles, unlike the last launch in mid-April, they travel much faster, roughly, what, 11, 12 minutes before they impact Israeli airspace. They launch 180-plus of these things over a fairly large area of the country. Now, only two Israelis were slightly wounded, and tragically, a Palestinian from Gaza was killed, probably by falling debris from the interceptors or from the missiles themselves in Jericho in the West Bank. Israelis are going to respond. It'll be, I think, pretty severe. Any number of target sets, Iran's exporting facilities, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps command and control facilities, Iran's conventional military facilities. And then the question will be, who's going up the escalatory ladder? Will the Iranians respond again with another saturation attack with missiles? And then, of course, if that's the case, we're off to the races. And by the time we're done, if things progress, and I hope they won't, I can see the U.S. becoming involved, and it's hardly an opportune time given the fact that there are, my math isn't really good, how many days before one of the most consequential elections in modern American history. Mm-hmm. So that's where it's
the last time we chatted, Aaron, you just did put out a tweet that we are as close to a global Middle East war as we have been in decades, and nothing has slowed down since then. And you laid it out with the responses back and forth. How, yeah, knowing your years of doing this and knowing so many of these players well, how close are we to a significant escalation between Israel and Iran? And as you laid out at the end of your last answer, the obvious involvement of our country in a much more significant way.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know if I use the term global. I think I used the term multi-front war. And what I meant, we're not talking about, the Middle East has seen plenty of wars where there are hundreds, if not thousands, of ground troops deployed. That's not the kind of war we're talking about. We're talking about a war that would involve unmanned aerial vehicles, cyber, AI, ballistic missiles, one-way attack drones, cruise missiles, anti-tank guided missiles, along a multi-series of fronts, Israel-Lebanon, pro-Iranian militias in Iraq and Syria, escalating against American forces in Iraq and Syria, as you mentioned, sustained confrontation between Israel and Iran. And the Israelis have escalation dominance here with respect to the sophistication of their own Jericho missiles, their fighter aircraft. The Iranians, depending on how much damage they suffered, could strike out as they did September 2019 against Saudi oil-producing facilities and even American forces. And by then, I think the United States, which has one carrier strike group, that means the aircraft carrier was supporting ships now in the Gulf of Oman, and another carrier strike group, Harry Truman, heading to the Eastern Med with all kinds of fighter aircraft. Hard to imagine that we would not get involved both defensively in an effort to stop missiles from striking Israel launched from Iran, but perhaps our own offensive actions against the Iranians. So that's what I'm describing. Mm-hmm. If 10 was, it's a virtual certainty, and one, it's not going to happen, I'm still pretty risk averse on this. I'm still 4 to 5. I don't think anybody wants that. But, you know, nobody ever lost any money betting against bad things happening, escalation wars in the Middle East.
We know that Biden and Netanyahu have known each other for a long time, but it seems like the reporting is clear that they're having significant differences and different views on this since October 7th, right? Even though this country is still given billions and billions and billions of dollars in weapons. When Biden is offering up comments now, including today on, I want Israel to stay away from attacking the Iranian nuclear sites, does Netanyahu listen to him at all? Does it really factor in to his decision making?
Well, it's interesting. Depending on the circumstances, right? I mean, in April 13, 14, the Iranians launched 300 high-trajectory weapons toward Israel. The Israelis, the Americans, even the Jordanians, and some undefined or unmentioned Arab states in the Gulf participated in blocking those attacks. And Biden said to Netanyahu, look, take the win. At that time, Netanyahu listened. And the Israelis launched a single strike against an S-300 radar installation in Isfahan, which was adjacent to a nuclear facility, to send a message to Iran that, you see, you have no air defenses. We can hit you. I don't think the Israelis, I mean, there is an argument. I'm sure there are elements in Israel, and I know there are elements here, that are making the case that there will never be a better moment for the Israelis to strike Iran's nuclear facilities. Iran struck first. Hezbollah is a hollow shell of itself. Iran's air defenses are weak. And the Americans, locked into this election 40-plus days from now, are constrained. Mm-hmm. So why not do it? I'm thinking Biden didn't want him to do it, and I think Netanyahu was planning on doing it. So it's hard to know, you know, whether or not Biden influenced the Israelis. We'll see how the Israelis respond. Look, you know, in a year, even though Joe Biden tethered himself to Israeli war aims, there was plenty about what happened in Gaza that the president objected to. He did not marry those objections to any pressure or leverage or cost or coercion. And I think there were...
Do you think he should have?
Well, there are three reasons. I mean, whether he should have or shouldn't have, I don't... Being out of government now for 24 years, I keep reminding myself before I pontificate to those folks who are actually making the decisions, including the president, how hard it is to get anything done inside and under what constraints people function inside. There are three reasons he didn't, and they apply to why he won't, in my judgment. Number one, he alone among modern American presidents has this fundamental attachment to the idea of Israel, the security of Israel, the people of Israel, obviously not to the most extreme right-wing government in the history of the state of Israel. So it's not within Biden's emotional sort of character to go and fight with an Israeli prime minister. Second are the politics. I voted for Republicans and Democrats. I worked for Republicans and Democrats. The Republican Party has emerged as the Israel can do no wrong party, and the Democratic Party is deeply divided, and the administration is caught in the middle. In a close mm-hmm. election that could be determined by half a dozen battleground states and the number of votes that correspond to the number of seats in the University of Michigan Stadium, the big house in Ann Arbor, 100,000. Any issue, take a coin out of your pocket if you have one, and heads for Harris, tails for Trump. And right mm-hmm. now, wherever it lands, that's going to be the next president. So yeah. In that kind of election, I don't think the administration wanted to And, you know, politics is about addition. A lot of voters in Michigan and in Minnesota, uncommitted, very angry at Biden and Harris for not being tougher with the Israelis. So I think the president's persona, the politics, and then the policy. I mean, the administration latched on to this quite reasonable notion of trying to get Israel and Hamas to negotiate a ceasefire to de-escalate the war. But that meant basically dealing with Netanyahu on one hand and Yahya Sinwar, the preeminent Palestinian decision maker who's in some tunnel meters below ground, probably surrounded by Israeli hostages. Neither of them, in months and months and months, wanted this agreement. So he would need not Sinwar's agreement, but Netanyahu. So persona, the president, the politics, and the policy, all of this argued against. And if you took a look at the way American presidents have dealt with Israel, the last American president to threaten serious pressure was Dwight D. Eisenhower, when the Israelis and the British and the French attacked the Suez Canal, the Israelis occupied Sinai. Eisenhower threatened sanctions on Israel. Ben-Gurion withdrew his forces. Since then, there have been tangles. I worked for Bush 41, James Baker. There was a tangle over assistance, which the administration denied. But those were discrete acts of pressure. They were one-offs. Nothing like the situation we have now. So should Biden have been tougher with Israel? Yeah. But the realities of his presidency and the circumstances under which he was making policy, I mean, where you stand is where you sit, Chad. You know, and I'm sitting at Carnegie, and he's sitting in the White House. So,
yeah, that is true.
That's the deal.
Yeah. I'm going to jump in because I know you have to go. You're very busy today. Thank you, sir. We'll reach out again. It's certainly on this very important topic.
Great question, Chad, and take care. Bye-bye.
Aaron David Miller. Okay, let's get back to what we've been discussing a lot on the lighter side. This is, to the day, our birthday. 100 years of WCCO Radio. Your dominant memory of this station is, and if you could give the station a gift and have some fun with it, what gift would you give us? Send me a text, 651-461-9226.
Well, guess who's joining us today?
Susie Joe.
Not even she knows what she'll say.
Susie Joe.
If you cross her, she will set you straight.
Susie Joe.
Or she might be looking for a date.
Susie Joe. It's time for Susie Jones.
I was told the whole switcheroo would happen, and you now, Monday through Thursday, would be a fixture on this show. That every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Brain Wizard Lane told me it was a done deal. Back-to-back days, you're working afternoons. What's going on? Are you running from us?
I am. I really am. I'm scared of being on the show. No. You make me nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, yeah. It's Laura's gone. We have a lot of people on vacation. And so... That's fine. It's neither here nor there. Neither here nor there. But I wanted to offer my gift idea for our 100th birthday. You ready?
I like it. Yeah.
New chairs.
More vacation time for you?
That too, always. New chairs. Don't you think we could use some new chairs?
Yes, we could use some new chairs.
So if anyone's listening, like at a office store, bring them in. How many do we need? Like 25? 25.
Seems a lot just for the studio.
All right. Five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we broaden out? How about just a new building?
That has been in the works for thousands of years. And we keep hearing, oh, we're going to go out to Golden Valley. Oh, we're going to go out to Bloomington. And here we sit in this old building on 7th and 2nd.
Yeah.
Hey, and guess what?
Yeah.
Today happens to also be another anniversary. Want to hear it?
Mm.
My anniversary. I can't even believe I started on the same day as the birthday of the station. 28 years ago.
Congrats.
A young Susie Jones showed up to do a little freelance, had the kids, one and two, in tow.
Did you show up at the interview with the kids?
No. I was married back then, remember? I was married.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's been a long road.
Wait, Dave, is that the universal signal for marriage?
I'm not sure what signal that was.
It was sort of like, you know, not anymore.
Yeah. No, it was I'm available?
Kind of, yeah.
I'm available in case anybody's paying attention.
Yeah.
Okay. Who did you meet with when you walked in the door?
Well, I was hired by a person named Kit Borgman. She was a news director at the time.
Sure.
And Telly Mike was here, and I was doing a maternity leave because back in the day, guess how much maternity leave paid a person got? Six months paid. That's a big chunk.
What? I was going to say it was awful. It was,
no.
That's amazing.
Back in the day. I mean, it's all been cut out of the union contract now. Now you get like 5 minutes to have a baby.
Yeah. Right that's now, when you think about that, you almost want to have a baby just to get the 6 months off, don't
Heck
you?
Heck yeah. And guess what else? Well, not now, but you can take your break in bits. Like Mark Fry has a baby and he's doing 2 weeks. Then he's going to do another 2 weeks and another 2 weeks. I feel like that when you have a baby, you're pretty much like, you should just be there until it's, I don't know, 6 months. But you know what I mean? What's up? Why would you take it at different times? Give me a break. The baby is little and needs all your help right away.
Somehow, this has turned back into you wanting more days off.
I feel it is. I feel it is.
Okay. When did you first get on air? So you walk in the door. Was it like a couple days later?
No, it was like terrifying. Yeah, it was really fast because it was a night of an election and we were all down in that old ratty newsroom. It was brown and dark. And it was an election night and it was late, like midnight. And I said to Kit, what do you want me to do? She said, anything. Pick a race and do a story. I was like, what? You know, and I had been in TV, so I wasn't all that savvy with radio. So it took a while to kind of build myself up in terms of what I was doing with audio rather than video. And it's kind of a transfer, you know, because
It's a big difference. We got 35 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who intimidated you the most?
Jeff McKinney.
Jeff McKinney.
100%.
Okay.
Yep.
Who was the kindest to you?
Steve Murphy.
Steve Murphy.
Yeah.
Who is still
an angel.
As kind as it gets.
Yeah. I'm having lunch with him on Saturday.
Tell him I said hello.
I shall.
I mean that.
I know. He's a great guy.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And congratulations to Station.
Yeah. It's a long time.
And we'll have fun October 21st at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater.
I'll see you there.
We got to go.
All right.
H Lake is next, plus Susie, here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.